Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business. From liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
You know success when you see it, or you think you do, the people in the spotlight. But what about those small business masterminds who succeed at making their money work harder? They do that by having a business bank account with QuickBooks Money, which now earns 5% annual percentage yield. Making your money work as hard as you do? That's how you business differently. Learn more about QuickBooks Money at quickbooks.com/5APY. Banking services provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Only funds and envelopes earn APY. APY can change at any time.
Hello, welcome to the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast show, where we explore the big money issues in the world of sports. I'm Michael Barr.
I'm Damian Sassauer.
And I'm Rich Truman.
You know what those two voices mean, especially when Rich Truman comes on the show. Hey, 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 it is Fantasy Sports Podcast Day. And, first of all, I'm going to brag. Yes, I am going to brag. Yep, in both of my leagues, I had Travis Kelce, and in one league, not only did I have Travis Kelce, I had Patrick Mahomes.
Patty Mahomes.
Oh, man. That one guy I beat by 90 points, the other one by 80. I can't use the term that I want to use, but let's just call it a whipping.
Yeah, it was a whipping. I mean, look, it was a whipping for a lot of people. Not me, though. I won, actually. So I'm now 4-1 in our little league here. I got to be honest with you. I had no business winning. My team is not that great. But, I mean, when Darren Waller fails to show up on Monday night, that's what kind of did it for me. It was pretty awesome.
Well, Rich, I got to ask, outside of, you know, Travis, I scored 4 touchdowns in one game, and Mark Andrews, I'm trying to think of some other tight ends that are like, boo.
Well, that's where I was going. Here's the stat of last week. 0 receptions, 0 yards, 35 points, Taysom Hill.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
4 total touchdowns, and one of the great fantasy minds I know.
That would be me.
That would be Damian Sassauer. Recommended on this program,
yes,
that everybody
did.
Should pick up.
That's right.
Taysom Hill. But, Michael Barr, on September 25th, on a cloudy Sunday morning, Damian Sassauer dropped Taysom Hill for Hayden Hurst.
I did. I had to. I needed a starter. I mean, but look, you know, here's the reality. You know, Taysom Hill, my goodness, I mean, like, he's playing tight end, and I don't know, I mean, but certainly in CBS, he's listed as a tight end. This man does everything. He's running for touchdowns. He's passing for touchdowns. I mean,
he does everything except catch the ball.
He does everything except catch the ball, yet he's a tight end. It's unbelievable. But speaking of passing, man, I mean, let's talk about, I mean, how do you not talk about Josh Allen? I mean, this is the most fantasy points by a quarterback through 5 games. He is 4th on the all-time list after 2013 Peyton Manning, Dante Culpepper, and of course that 2020 year where Russ Wilson was on fire. But Josh Allen is just killing it, and Gabe Davis is doing, he just did a number last weekend, hey?
Yeah, he had a big game. You know, I talked about this another time. In both my leagues, I did not purposely do this, but I ended up going with the 0 running back strategy. In my other league, my first 4 picks, Justin Jefferson, Stephon Diggs, Pitts, which is a bust, and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
So then, obviously, I was left with really not good running backs.
Like Josh Jacobs and Breece Hall.
I drafted Pierce of the Texans, Ramondre Stevenson, Kenny Walker of Seattle.
Who's going to be starting, yeah.
Mostert, so that 0 running back strategy right now is paying off.
Well, those middling running backs, Damian Pierce, Breece Hall now, Josh Jacobs, you know, you mentioned all of them. I mean, now Kenny Walker, right? Kenny Walker III is going to be the starter there with Penny out again. That 0 RB strategy definitely worked in the fantasy draft.
Well, first of all, if Kenny Walker is out there in your league, and obviously you must be playing in like a 2-man league, go out and get Kenny. Go out and get him. I know that there were injuries that people are trying to be reacting to and this and that, whatever. And you know, it go out and work your waiver wire. This is it, folks. Just because you start out and you pitch your players, don't just sit up on your laurels, man, and then just like, okay, I'm done, that's it. No, this is when the season really kicks off. And then to top it off, you've got the bye weeks. The bye weeks are here, man. You've got four teams that are off: Detroit, Tennessee, Las Vegas, and Houston. All four of those teams are off. So you, if you got players on those teams, get them out. And Rich, I know you always have that list of, come on over here, kids, because I'm going to tell you who to pick.
Before I go to my sleepers, I have a trivia question for you gentlemen.
Ooh, it's like Jeopardy.
Who is the lowest scoring team in the NFC? Without looking it up, Damian.
I'm not looking it up. I'm not looking it up. The lowest fantasy scoring or just scoring in total
scoring
points?
Scoring total points.
Huh.
Past 5 weeks. You know what? I'm going to say the Rams.
That is correct, Michael Barr.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah.
What the hell has happened to them?
80 points through 5 weeks, and I think Cooper Kupp might have all their touchdowns.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah. No, I mean,
Stafford was a darling last year. He's terrible this year. You get nothing out of those running backs. Higbee has been good as a tight end.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I mean, you know, I mean, it reminds me. I mean, look, Matt Stafford looks a lot like Matt Ryan out there. I mean, if you think about it, I mean, and look, you know, I mean, this kid Alec Pierce is a big waiver wire pickup this week, right? I mean, the receiver on Indianapolis because he's being targeted. But, you know, it just looks like Matt Stafford can't throw the ball. It looks like Matt Ryan, you know, these veterans are just having a trouble out there.
Well, now I got a problem with the line that's set up for this upcoming game with the Panthers. It's the Rams and the Panthers. And they have the Rams giving up 10.5.
Yeah.
Well, Mayfield is supposed to be out, so they're basically down to
Walker. Yeah, but 10.5. I mean, how are they even going to score 10?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know, man. I don't know if that's just almost like a sucker bet, and I should just go ahead and take the Panthers.
We should say they have a new coach.
Yes, I was going to say that. I was just going to add that. It's like, okay, so maybe they're going to try because Matt Rhule has been, you know, given the boot. Mm-hmm. But, do you get that rally from the Panthers? It's like, all right, we got a new coach and we're going to play for him. You know.
So let me ask you this. Let's say you have a quarterback like a Matt Stafford, right? Is Tua coming back this year? I mean, what do you do? Where are you going to get your points at the quarterback position? Are you looking at Geno Smith in this environment? Are you looking at Zach Wilson? Or more importantly, are you stashing a guy like Deshaun Watson and holding out for week 13 if your team has got a good record and maybe you're going to make the playoffs?
Well, if Geno Smith's available, you got to get him. Actually, he was available in my other league, which we had a waiver pick. We taped on Wednesday, so the waiver isn't done and someone picked him up. But look at Seattle's defense. The last three games Seattle's played in, total points scored 71, 93,
yeah.
And 50.
Yeah.
They're in high-scoring games. Their defense is not good. Geno Smith is throwing the ball. And one of my sleeper picks is Kenneth Walker. I think he's going to have a monster game. They're playing Arizona. They're hosting
him. Problem is, that's the same argument you give for Jared Goff. And look what he just did last week. Sorry, Michael Barr.
Yeah, but that was at New England and against Belichick.
Yeah, no, I hear
Well,
you.
That's a good segue. My other second sleeper pick this week is Njoku of Cleveland. Mm. They're playing New England. Belichick is going to take one thing away. He's probably going to take away the running game. They have good corners. I'll go with Njoku as a tight end.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. You need a company with extensive experience in specialized insurance. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and helping provide coverage that suits your needs. The Hartford offers insurance solutions that help mid to large-sized businesses, like yours, effectively manage risk, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. With extensive experience in underwriting, risk engineering services, and claims, The Hartford goes beyond the expected to deliver innovative, customizable solutions and service that your industry, that your business, demands. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization. We live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Success is more than the final destination. It's a path you take one step at a time. It's discipline. It's teamwork. And it's the drive and passion inside of us that comes before all recognition. It's what Stifel's been doing for over 130 years. Quietly, yet strategically, Stifel's become one of the fastest growing wealth management and investment banking firms in the country. Our financial advisors go beyond traditional wealth management to provide clients with direct access to one of the industry's largest equity research franchises and a leading middle market investment bank. Because success is the drive it takes to keep climbing, the passion to keep investing, the best of each of us made better by the best in all of us. And that is where success meets success. Start your journey at Stifel.com. That's Stifel.com.
Stifel Nicholas and Company Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE.
Well, that's the thing about, by the way, if you didn't catch it, the final score from the previous game, New England 29, Detroit Lions nothing. And you're right. That's the thing about Belichick. And again, say what you want to say about him, but he'll take the key component of a team's game away, and that's pretty much what he did. Which brings us now to the point of which games out there, I don't know if anybody has seen it, if you're talking about Survivor, which, by the way, I'm still in, out of 260-some-odd people, it's down to 30, and I'm one of the 30. And I got to tell you, I don't know. It's like, I know it's easy to gravitate to the Packers and Jets. And pick the Packers. But you know what? The Jets have been playing some pretty good ball, and the Jets are getting 7 points. Yeah. I might have to take that
one. I kind of like the Bucs over the Steelers. That's got to be like a 7-8 point spread, something like that, right? The Steelers, the problem with the Steelers is, they just can't get anything going. And now, let's take nothing away from that rookie quarterback. He's throwing the ball. Pickens looks good. But they just, it just seems to me that the Steelers have more question marks than anything. And Tampa Bay, their defense has been carrying them this season.
Michael, didn't you want to bring up that one of my predictions in week one of the NFL season was that Najee Harris was not going to be a top 8 running back? I believe that was my prediction. He was not going to be a top 8 running back.
I think you are correct, sir. And it's by the way,
I'm surprised you didn't trade him to Michael Barr.
Yeah.
I don't have him. I didn't draft him.
I have a trivia question for both of you guys.
Detroit.
Yeah. The Pittsburgh Steelers, they're on track, if they don't get it together, to getting the first round draft pick, because they are playing a sad season this year. When was the last time that happened when they got the first round draft pick?
Was that when they passed Dan Marino? When they passed up on Marino?
Mean Joe Green?
Before that. 1970, when they picked up Terry Bradshaw.
Yeah.
That was the last time. That was the Chuck Knoll era, I think, if I remember it right.
I remember there being a story. I'm trying to remember that. I saw 30 for 30 where basically was it Chuck Knoll? I think it was the last. It was at the end of his career, and it was certainly the last time he made the playoffs, and it was the year that he had passed on Marino.
Oh, yeah.
And I think they took – I forget who they took, I think it was a defensive lineman who got hurt in a car accident.
Yes.
And anyway, now, point being, I think Bradshaw had gotten hurt in the middle of that season. Dan Marino's throwing the ball all over the field. He's got the Marx brothers. It was something to see.
Hey, man, I need to.
Wait, we have to go the game of the week.
That's
Chiefs and Bills.
Lord. Yeah,
definitely
you're right.
A high scoring affair. I agree.
Yeah, buddy. Yeah, you know what, man? And it's right because I could see another Mahomes. Now, he could go to Juju Smith. Juju Smith Schuster. And he could do that. But, of course, he loves his man, Travis Kelce.
He does.
He loves him. But, the amazing thing about that is Kelce scored 4 touchdowns, but it was only like 25 yards that he got for that. But that's going to be a heck of a game.
Look, Singletary and Clyde Edwards-Helaire. Edwards-Helaire did nothing. He almost scored that touchdown. I think Kelce vultured him there at the end there. But, that's the thing. Those two running backs – They're not really doing it. So you got to expect they're going to let Mahomes and Allen do their thing and just pass the ball all over the field.
I think Josh Allen's accounted for every Buffalo touchdown this year. The only rushing touchdowns, I think, are via Josh Allen.
Wow.
By the way, the exciting, if you're listening to it today, because we always tape on Wednesday, Thursday night game, the Washington Commanders and Chicago Bears.
It can't be worse than last week's game.
Oh, nobody scored a touchdown in that game. I haven't seen one of those in a long time. What was it, 9-12 was the final?
Or 12-9 if you like to talk like most people. The two lowest scoring teams in the NFL, the Colts, 69 points, the Broncos, 75 points.
Wow.
That game was brutal.
Well, I mean, look, I mean, speaking of this Thursday night game, I mean, it will be good to see if we get a real picture of this kid, Brian Robinson. You know, he was a hot commodity coming into this season. You know, he got into the game last week. I'd like to see what he's got. I mean, he looks pretty good, you know? I mean, but look, then again, the real story is that wide receiver in Washington. Who was his name? Dynamo. He was on fire. I mean, that one-handed grab he made in the end zone was phenomenal. And I think he had 2 touchdowns last week, so he's going to be a hot waiver wire pickup as well.
And speaking of which, because of Washington, because you know, Williams is coming back, do you drop somebody now like Gibson? Antonio Gibson, is he droppable?
I don't think he's droppable yet, but I mean, I think they're going to definitely try to mix in Robinson. I mean, look, Gibson wasn't doing all that. He had a great first game. I think he's kind of come off since then. But, you know, from where I sit, you know, it's still going to be, I mean, Carson Wentz, man, it's just tough. I mean, that pick in the end zone was tough to see. You know, I mean, it's been his career, unfortunately. And I like Carson Wentz, but, you know, I mean, when you keep making those mistakes, it's going to be really tough for the staff and for your team to get behind you.
Well, Ron Rivera, coach for the Washington, he kind of threw Wentz under the bus.
Yeah.
Because somebody asked him, they said, why is it that the team can't perform, and I'm paraphrasing, this season? And he just said one word, quarterback. Yeah. And if I'm Carson Wentz, I'm like, dang, coach, how you going to play me? So, hey, good luck, folks. Get out there again. The bye weeks are here. Detroit, Tennessee, Las Vegas, and Houston. Any players on those teams, get them out. This has been the Bloomberg Business of Sports podcast for fantasy football. I'm Michael Barr, along with Damian Sassauer and Rich Truman at the Brain Trusts.
The Brain Trusts.
They are. I'm just the dude that's trying to listen, trying to be the dude next to these dudes. you can download this show, by the way, the podcast for us, every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and you can download this show wherever you get your podcasts.
Your industry is unique. It faces its own challenges and risks that set it apart. That means choosing just any insurance company just won't cut it. At The Hartford, we take pride in knowing the ins and outs of your industry and help provide solutions that suit how you do business, from liability and property insurance to workers' comp and more. At The Hartford, we don't just talk about specialization, we live it. Learn how The Hartford can help your business at thehartford.com.
Collaborate for a greener future at the Bloomberg Green Festival, a groundbreaking celebration of the thinkers, doers, and innovators leading the way, from design and culture to technology, science, and entertainment. Hear from inspirational speakers and immerse yourself in climate solutions, July 10th through 13th in Seattle. Title sponsor, Amazon. Official airline, Alaska Airlines. Get 20% off using promo code RADIO20 at BloombergLive.com/greenfestival.